أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأنه يحيي الموتى وأنه على كل شيء قدير وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها وأن الله يبعث من في القبور صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 6 and 7 of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Qiyamah. Allah spoke about His power and His might in the creation of insan, in reviving a dead earth. And all of this, there are 5 points that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses in these 2 ayat, what it is all about. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. First, all of this, ذلك, all of that is certainly because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alone is Al-Haqq. Al-Haqq, the absolute truth, the ultimate truth. There is no truth but that of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Traverse any other path, people will worship whatever and whoever, people inclined to this world, all of that is batil. All of that is going to be destroyed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the ultimate truth, and Allah give us the tawfiq that we travel this path towards Allah and we reach and we get this reality that Allah alone is the haqq and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the absolute truth. So that is one. The second is Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّهُ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. And that certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives life to death. There was absolutely nothing in sand. The sand itself was created by Allah, and then from that sand, from that earth, Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, and then in Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Allah put the ability in that nutfa for procreation, and from there we found the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and insan come into being. So it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that gives life to death, to something that is dead, and hence that is only the doing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this, there is the opposite also, that life may be there, but Allah Ta'ala can take that life away whenever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so desires. And Allah shows that in the very first ayah of this surah, that inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. Allah created the earth, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not only the earth but the entire universe, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will destroy. So that is all in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who ala kulli shay'in qadir. The third is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has power over all things. Understand and remember, Allah is the Khaliq. Allah alone is the Khaliq. Allah is the only Khaliq. Everything else besides Allah is makhluq. Everything else besides Allah is the creation. And everything else besides Allah is regarded as shay. It is regarded as a thing. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has total and perfect control over everything. Allah shows us that in the womb of a mother, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created. Isn't that a manifestation of the kudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So that is 3 aspects. The 4th aspect, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. That most certainly, السَّاعَة, the hour, that is the day of Qiyamah, آتِيَةٌ is going to come. In other words, it is imminent. In Surah Al-Najm, Allah Ta'ala says, أَزِفَتِ الْآزِفَة. The one that is going to come has already come. In other words, it is imminent, it is going to happen. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is bringing to us, that we need to have this perfect yaqeen in the coming of Qiyamah. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, La rayba fiha. There is absolutely no doubt in all of this, that Qiyamah will come. And the last and the 5th, Allah says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. The deniers of the day of Qiyamah, the deniers of the judgment, their initial objection to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. That when the bones And when a human is buried into the ground and a person decomposes, then who is going to bring that life? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, leave all of that. Allah Rabbul Izzat will bring back to life, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will raise man fil qubur, whoever is in the qabr. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will raise them. Immaterial, if a person had passed on, for example, drowned and was never buried, or a person was devoured by an animal and never buried, all of that and all of them, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will raise for this sa'a, for this day of qiyamah. So these are five aspects that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about which we need to bring our yaqeen. We need to strengthen our iman and have this focused yaqeen that this is going to happen. This is the qudrat of Allah. Life and death lies only in the hands of Allah, and qiyamah is going to come. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.